Illegal alien accused of killing grandmother of five in fatal crash. By John Binder on June 19, 2023. An illegal alien has been indicted for allegedly killing 68-year-old Diane Hill Luckett, a mother of three and grandmother of five, in a fatal crash in Wichita Falls, Texas. Anastasia Ubay Mendoza, a 37-year-old illegal alien with an extensive criminal record dating back to 2006, was indicted late last week on manslaughter charges in connection with Luckett's death after he allegedly failed to stop at a red light and struck the woman's SUV at 77 miles per hour. According to police, Mendoza was driving intoxicated on March 16 when he ran through a red light and hit Luckett in a collision while going nearly 20 miles per hour over the speed limit. While first responders tried to treat Mendoza for a serious head injury, police allege he was combative, cursing at officers, and refused to speak English. Police also said Mendoza began flirting with a female officer, and they believe he was high on narcotics at the time of the crash. Mendoza's wife told police they separated recently because he had been using meth and cocaine. Meanwhile, Luckett was rushed to a nearby hospital with serious injuries. On March 25, Luckett succumbed to her injuries and was pronounced dead. According to an online obituary, she leaves behind her husband of 37 years, three children, five grandchildren, three dogs, and three cats. To know Diane is to have laughed with her or shared kind words whether friend or stranger, Luckett's obituary reads. She had a way of drawing people to her. She would often prepare meals for neighbors. She was her own meals on wheels, the obituary continued. She became the office mother to the military co-workers of her husband. She loved everyone, and it was very contagious to all who met her. A review of Mendoza's criminal record shows he was first arrested in Wichita Falls for aggravated assault and family violence in 2006. Then, the following year, he was arrested for evading arrest and public intoxication. In August 2014, Mendoza was again arrested for assault, and the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency lodged a detainer against him, requesting custody so he could be arrested and deported from the U.S. It is unclear if Mendoza was ever turned over to ICE agents following his 2014 arrest. But in 2017, he was arrested for drunk driving and reckless driving and, again, was hit with an ICE detainer. Days before Mendoza struck Luckett's SUV, he was arrested twice for public intoxication. Mendoza remains in police custody on a $100,000 bail and an ICE detainer. Watch, Mayorkas unable to state how many Americans are killed by illegal aliens. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.